Then came Kutila, Ayanagosha's sister. She is the sister-in-law of Radharani. Crying and shedding tears, Kutila put her head on the lotus feet of Radharani. She took some dust from Radha's lotus feet and put it on her head. Married ladies who are not widowed put vermilion on the parting of their hair, Sinti. So Kutila put some dust from the lotus feet of Radha as vermilion on that Sinti. With a choked voice, she said,
"Oh, Radhe, I am very fortunate today. I got the opportunity to put some dust from your lotus feet on my Sinti. Today, I really become Sati, a chaste lady. I had great pride, yes, as great as a skyscraper. I was always proclaiming, 'I am the only chaste lady. There are no other chaste ladies in Brajabhumi. All are prostitutes.' I used to say that, and I have tried my best to prove that you are a great prostitute and that you have no chastity at all. Although you married my brother, you are always running to Krishna. So I have tried my best to prove that you are the most unchaste and that I am the most chaste. But once, a very mysterious thing happened. One day, Krishna manifested a Dvara Lila, as if he was very sick with a high fever. Krishna was overcome with a disease, Sannyas Rog. 'I will give up everything and take up sannyas.' This fever had come. All were in anxiety. 'How will it be cured? What is the medicine for you?' 'Oh, yes, I know a medicine.' 'What is that medicine?' 'If there is some sati sadvi, a lady who is very chaste and pure, only she can supply the medicine. Let her go to the Yamuna, carrying a pot that has hundreds of holes. If she can bring some water from the Yamuna in that pot and not let a single drop of water fall, then that is the medicine. If you put it on my body, I will be cured of this fever.' All decided that I was the most chaste lady. I was always beating drums and proclaiming, 'I am the most chaste lady and all others are unchaste.' So they said, 'All right, call her and give her that pot with hundreds of holes. Let her bring water from the Yamuna without spilling a single drop.' But when I tried to do it, all the water poured out. That proved that I was not chaste at all. It was proved my pride was completely crushed. That is why Krishna manifested such a Dvara Lila, to crush my pride. Then Radharani was called. 'Let us give that pot to Radharani. Let her bring water.' When Radharani went to the Yamuna to fetch water, although the pot had hundreds of holes, not a single drop fell out. So it was proved to the whole world that you are the real chaste lady, not I. Yogamaya had created that Leela just to crush my pride. Oh, Radhe, my pride was crushed. But today I am very proud to have the opportunity to take some dust from your lotus feet. My life has become successful today.'
Then, from another direction, Chandravali came running. She was followed by her sakis, headed by Saibya. Chandravali came and fell flat, putting her head on the lotus feet of Radharani. Washing the lotus feet of Radha with the tears from her eyes, she said,
"Radhe, I am Kalankini. I am the most condemned person in Brajabhumi. It is not you who are condemned, but I."
In Braj, everyone is condemning Radharani. Radharani says, "Who is not going to the Yamuna to fetch water? But if I go, Then I become a prostitute? Everyone says, she is a prostitute. On the plea of fetching water, she went to the Jamuna, only to mix with Krishna. Who is not going to the Jamuna to fetch water? Everyone is going. But when Radha goes, suddenly she becomes a prostitute. They accuse Radharani in this way. But Chandravali said,
no, I am condemned. You are not condemned, O Radharani. Sri Krishna is your real husband. You are leftist. So sometimes Krishna goes to my kunj just to increase your leftist mood. That is my good fortune. In that way, I am related to you. Today I am very fortunate that I could put my head at your lotus feet, O Radharani. Though I am very eager to fulfill the desires of Krishna, still, I am most distressed and condemned. I have become a cause of taking Krishna away from you. Krishna is your husband. Sometimes Krishna goes to my kunj, but he is not happy with me. He is only happy with you. Even in dreams, he only thinks of you. He never thinks of me.
It is said that while Krishna is with Chandravali, he thinks of associating with Radha. He never thinks of Chandravali. He never gets such pleasure or happiness when he is with her.
This is all Leela, created by Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya has made everyone dance here in Brajabhumi, and for the pleasure of Krishna, in whatever way she made us dance, we all danced. I know it very well. Everyone here is engaged in nourishing the Leela of Krishna, nothing else. But today, I heard that you were in a dying condition. If you give up your body, then no one in this Brajabhumi will survive. O Radhe, not even a single animal. Everyone will die. Then Krishna will never come to Brajabhumi. We will never see Krishna again. Please, don't die.